Es chazar sich in der Shabbat Chesu Shagam Ram Yehudim Sech Desoy the Daf Chav Gimel. Zok the Mishnah, Shimon says that Schus does not delay the onset of the effects of the Me'amor, because if you'll say that it does, then the waters will lose that fear factor that they put in the Soyta, because they'll feel that they have a Schus and they won't be afraid to drink it, even if they're truly guilty. It will also lead to people defaming women who drink it and have no immediate punishment, because people say, really, they're guilty, they just have some Schus, that's delaying the effects of the punishment. Rebbe says the schus can delay the effects of the punishment. However, in such a case, the woman will neither have children nor prosper, and will instead progressively worsen and deteriorate until she ultimately dies from the death described in the pasuk. Mishnah continues: if her mincha becomes tummy before it becomes kaddish in a kli sharis, it's like any other mincha in this situation; it can be redeemed. If it becomes tummy after becoming kaddish in a kli sharis, it's like any all the other minachas in this situation; it has to be burned. Zok the Mishnah: the following are the minachas that have to be burned. If the site admits guilt, if witnesses come and testify to her guilt, or if a Saita refuses to drink the waters, or a Saita whose husband refuses to let her drink the waters, a Saita who had bia with her husband after the seclusion, and the leftovers, meaning all but the kmitza of the mincha of the Saita, who is the wife of a kohen. If a Yisraelis marries a kohen, her mincha is burned, but if a kohenis marries a Yisrael, her mincha is eaten. The Mishnah continues, what's the difference between a kohen and a kohenis? The Mishnah says the mincha of a kohenis is eaten, but the mincha of a kohen is not. A kohenis can become permanently disqualified from kahuna based on a relationship that she enters into, whereas a kohen cannot. A kohenis may become tummy to mason, whereas a kohen may not. A kohenis may not eat kachay kachim, whereas a kohen may eat kachay kachim. What's the difference in certain halachas between a man and a woman? A man who is a mitzvah must let his hair grow and rip his clothing, whereas a woman mitzvah does not. A man can make his son into a nazir, whereas a woman cannot. A man can accept naziris using the karbanos of his father's naziris, but a woman cannot. A man can marry off his daughter, whereas a woman cannot. A man can sell his daughter as a maidservant, whereas a woman cannot. A man gets skila without clothing, whereas a woman wears clothing. A man is hanged after being put to death, whereas a woman is not. A man is sold if he steals and cannot repay, whereas a woman is not. Zok de Gemara. The Braisa says the mincha of a woman married to a kohen is burned. It cannot be eaten because her husband has a share of that carbon, and the mincha of a kohen is not eaten. It cannot be simply burned in total on the mizbech without first taking a kaimitz, because the wife has a share in it, and therefore the share needs a kaimitz to be removed. Therefore, a kaimitz is first removed, burned on the mizbech, and the remainder is then separately burned on the mizbech. We learn from a pasuk that if a part of a carbon is burned on the mizbech, none of the remaining parts may later be burned on the mizbech. If so, how can the remainder of the mincha be separately burned? Rabbi Huda, the son of Shimon Pazi, said the kohen burns it for the sake of being firewood, not as a carbon. And Rabbi Eliezer said that in such a way it's permitted. What about the Rabbanan who argue, Rabbi Eliezer? How do they allow the remainder to be burned? And for the Gemara, they would say that we follow Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who says that the kaimitz is burned on the mizbech and the remainder is spread over the heap of ashes. Although the Rabbanan argue and Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, they only argue regarding the chatas mincha of a kohen. However, regarding the mincha of a kohen's wife, they would agree that this is the process that should be followed. Mishnah said, "Bas Yisrael nesuah v'chulu." This is based on a pasuk that says, "V'chol minchas kohen kol tia." Which teaches that it's the halacha for a kohen and not for a kehenis. The Mishnah then said kehenis mischalel as kohen and mischal. This is based on the pasuk of loy chal zaroi be'amo, which teaches that his children become disqualified, but the kohen himself who enters into a bad relationship does not. The Mishnah said kehenis mitama. That this is based on the pasuk that says emor alakayhanim bnei aron lenefesh loy tam be'amo, which only the bnei aron have this problem, not the benois aron. The Mishnah said kohen oichel bekodshe kodshim. This is based on the pasuk that says kol zochar bnei aron yechlenam. Mishnah said uma bein ish v'chulva. Bright says the pasuk regarding mitzvah says ish, we would think that only a man could become a tzara. With this type of tzaras mentioned in the pasuk, the pasuk therefore says v'hatzarua, which teaches lashon rab, which women as well. The word ish is used to teach that only a man mitzara has to let his hair grow and rip his clothing. The Mishnah then said ha'ish madir's benoy nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said it's halacha l'mashmi sina regarding nazir. Next, the Mishnah said ha'ish migaleach al nazir's aviv. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said this is halacha l'mashmi sina regarding nazir. The Mishnah then said ha'ish mikadosh as bitoy, but not a woman. This is learned from the pasuk. It says es biti nosati l'ish hazeh. The Mishnah said ha'ish Meicher as bitoy v'chulu for an ama. So the Gemara says this is learned from a pasuk that says v'chi yimkar ish as bitoy. Next, the Mishnah said ho ish niskal orim. The Gemara says the pasuk says v'rogmu oisoy. This can't mean only a man is subject to skila, not a woman, because the pasuk clearly says that a woman is subject to skila as well. Rather, the word oisoy teaches that he gets skila without his clothing, but a woman who gets skila does not get her clothing removed. She gets skila fully clothed. The Mishnah said ho ish nitle gets hanged, but a woman does not. Says this is learned from the pasuk that says v'salisa oisoi aleit, which teaches only a man is hanged, a woman is not. The Mishnah then ended off ha'ish nimka b'gneiva soi, but a woman is not. Mar says this is learned from the pasuk of a nimkar b'gneiva soi, for his theft he is sold, but she is not sold for her theft. Hadnalach perik haya noitel.